Chapter 4. Search Until You Find Your Why. When I started my career in Hillham in 1969, the model I had in my mind for helping people was the traditional picture of a shepherd. That's how pastors were trained back then. The emphasis was on feeding and caring for the flock, protecting them and keeping them together. That matched my heart for the people of Hillham, whom I immediately fell in love with in that wonderful community. But I soon discovered that image didn't fit my gifts and temperament. I was not a natural shepherd. I was more of a rancher. What do I mean by that? I cared about people, but I was not content to merely care for people. I didn't get excited about sitting around the campfire with existing members and singing Kumbaya. My real passion was to reach new people and invite them to join us. I wanted to march onward with Christian soldiers and take new territory. I wanted to build something. I wanted to be a pioneer and a leader. That quickly prompted me to begin asking myself some soul-searching questions that I hadn't expected so soon in my career. Was I doing something wrong? Should I change? Did I miss my calling? During this time of questioning, I read a book called Spiritual Leadership by J. Oswald Sanders. In this book, Sanders writes about the need for vigorous, talented leaders in the church and presents the key principles of leadership in both the earthly and spiritual realms. He illustrates his points with examples from Scripture and biographies of other eminent men of God, such as David Livingstone and Charles Spurgeon. The message of the book was another eureka moment for me in my journey of significance, because I suddenly realized my gifting called me to become a leader, someone who innovates and takes new ground, rather than a pastor who cares for people. This began a shift in my thinking that played out a few years later in my next position. But in the meantime, I started to look at myself and my calling differently. My thinking was starting to change, and my horizons were starting to expand. Something was stirring within me. It was making me think more about what I was doing, and more importantly, why. Inspiration. Then something happened on a Sunday morning. Someone came into our church in Hillham holding a